It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, September 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Over the weekend, Governor John Hickenlooper visited Delta, Ridgeway, and Telluride. He was touring businesses that received READY grants. The Rural Economic Development Initiative gives out grants to businesses that are looking to expand. KBNF's Jake Ryan talked with Governor Hickenlooper.
You know, Colorado has the fastest growing economy in America right now. Just 2 weeks ago, the Business Insider magazine ranked Colorado as the number one economy in America. But that economic growth isn't everywhere in the state. And we could see that the rural parts of the Colorado were not coming out of the recession as rapidly as the big cities. So the idea behind these small, very targeted grants, they're all about jobs and they're all about rural Colorado. Homegrown businesses that are trying to make that big leap. A project like this, I think our grant is like 10 or 15% of their expansion cost, but it's that little bit that keeps the expansion here, keeps the jobs here.
Yeah, one of the reasons for these grants was the closure of a mine nearby.
Exactly.
Is there a future for the Western Slope without energy development?
Well, I think energy development's always going to be part of the Western Slope. I really do. But I think we have to diversify, right? I mean, when I came out to Colorado back in the 70s, pretty much the biggest industry in the whole state was energy. And then when the price collapsed in 84, I mean, you know, I got laid off in 86. Whole company got sold. Everyone got laid off. And I was out of work for over 2 years, right? And it's a boom and bust thing like the energy business always has been. Then when it collapses, it's hard to find other jobs. Yeah, I mean, I ended up having to open a brew pub. But I think the idea with these businesses is we see these expansions. Now we're diversifying the economic base here. And hopefully in the future recessions, if we keep doing this, we'll have an economy that won't be so buffeted by the economic, you know, recessions and expansions.
Well, thank you very much, Governor.
Sure, anytime.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Tri-County Health Network is conducting a survey to try and get a better understanding of community health needs in San Miguel County, Ouray County, and the West End. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Lynn Borup is the executive director of Tri-County Health Network, a nonprofit network of medical providers on the Western Slope. She says the purpose of the survey is to find out what people want out of their health care. Borup says the organization has several methods of getting the survey out to the community.
So we have hard copy surveys at many local spots, including our local clinics, the libraries, and some local businesses. We also have an online link that you can access through our website. And then lastly, we do have our team out in the field, kind of canvassing the area.
Borup says people have until September 15th to take the survey. She says the results will be available sometime in October. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A single-engine plane crashed near Erie, just outside of Denver, Sunday morning. KJCT reports Oliver Frascona, age 67, was piloting the plane when it crashed. Frascona was also a real estate attorney who traveled to the Grand Junction area to teach classes every few months in real estate. Tori Raines Whedon, age 41, Mason Whedon, age 15, and Austin and Hunter Whedon, both age 11, also died in the crash. Three people were declared dead at the scene, but originally two were alive and transported for injuries. All five passengers have since died. Local food is no longer just a novelty. Farmers markets are growing nationwide, and farms that sell directly to consumers brought in $1.3 billion in 2012, up 8% from just 5 years earlier. Despite the demand, making local food work in some places is decidedly more difficult than others. KUNC's Luke Runyon brings us this story from Steamboat Springs.
Josh Kilbane walks along a narrow dirt road outside of Steamboat Springs. His herd of Scottish Highland cattle, the kind with long, shaggy bangs and curved horns, munch on tall green grasses behind an electric fence.
She's a nice cow. She is so smart. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, she'll be.
You'll hear lots of those moos here at Yampa Valley Farms, and oinks, too. Kilbane also raises hogs. The one thing you won't hear much of anymore is the clucks of chickens.
Well, what spawned it was the idea of creating really, really healthy, good chicken.
Kilbane bought thousands of chickens and processing equipment last year. He explored whether local restaurants would buy local chicken for a premium price.
We could sell these birds, and it sounds ridiculous, but for $15 to $18 a bird.
The demand was there, but after crunching the numbers, the project was scrapped.
It would cost somewhere between 250 and 350, 100,000, to build a plant to process birds to the specifications of the federal government. And that pushes us out as a small farm right off the bat.
And there's really no other place in northwest Colorado where a small local farmer could drop off chickens for processing. There are places to take cattle, but no chickens. So chalk that up as problem number one, a lack of infrastructure. Problem number two, the growing season.
Our challenge in Colorado, and particularly in the Steamboat area, is that our growing season is about 59 days from frost to frost. And so it is a real challenge for people growing their own food.
Karen Massey is the Colorado State University Extension Agent for Rout County. That number, 59 days, is something you hear over and over in Steamboat Springs. It's even on the cover of a gardening guide the Extension office hands out. And Massey says it's a big reason why the city's farmers market feels more like a flea market.
There have been very creative businesses started with season extenders, but it's a long haul. We sometimes get 400 inches of snow.
But those season extenders, like greenhouses and hoop houses, can be expensive and tough to maintain. And if they get too big, they can bring up another impediment to local food production: government regulation. Steamboat Springs, like many of Colorado's resort communities, functions under a master plan that discourages sprawl into the open space that surrounds the town. Alan Golditch is with Rout County's planning department.
And we want to keep those commercial uses in the growth centers or near the growth centers. And when you start to expand those commercial uses outside of those growth centers, then you start to lose that western rural character, the open agricultural feel.
Golditch says his office has started passing along worksheets to aspiring local food growers as a bit of a reality check about the uphill battle they can face. There are lots of permits to file and specifications to meet in order to get a business off the ground. Even with all the roadblocks, Rout County Planning Director Chad Phillips says innovation is happening.
What we're seeing is some of the newer people, either to the, you know, to the county or just with a different perspective, that they want to make this work. And they're not doing it because it's easy money. They're doing it because their hearts are into it.
That passion can be clearly seen by the lively online bartering that goes on when a person's garden is overly productive. And more than a handful of people in town have taken advantage of a state law that allows cooks to sell foods prepared in the home. And back at Yampa Valley Farms, Josh Kilbane says, yes, the climate in Steamboat can be harsh. But that's no reason to throw your hands in the air and give up. When 10 feet of snow drops on the ranch, his shaggy Scottish cattle and woolly dreadlocked hogs barely realize it.
I'm not going to stop it from being 40 below and 60-mile-an-hour windstorms, but I can match that animal to that storm.
Kilbane says it's that kind of adaptation farmers here in the Steamboat Springs area have been doing for more than a century. And it'll be a matter of adapting even further to meet the demand of a new market that increasingly wants food to be locally produced. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
Up next, the Tuesday Morning Music Mix with Chase. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.